Commercial fishermen and tour operators from Southeast Alaska are in Washington, D.C. this week, lobbying Congress to strengthen the protections of certain areas of the Tongass National Forest. APRN's Peter Granitz reports.
The Tongass National Forest stretches 500 miles along the Southeast Panhandle. It's the largest national forest in the country, and it's part of one of the world's most productive salmon fisheries.
The economy's really transitioned to this, like, healthy, replenishable fishery.
Jesse Raymond fishes with his family off the southern tip of Baranoff Island. He says the region has moved beyond timber. In fact, he doesn't know anyone who works in logging anymore. His family fishes blackcod and halibut, also coho salmon. Raymond is in Washington, D.C. this week, meeting with congressional staffs, pushing them to upgrade the protective status of some 1.9 million acres in the Tongass.
We would like to see these 77 watersheds, as a start, protected, and it's just under 2 million acres, so we're not trying to cut off possibility for all development.
The trip is organized by the advocacy group Trout Unlimited. It hopes Congress will officially designate the 77 watersheds, which are scattered throughout the forest from north of Yakutat to south of Ketchikan, as Land Use Designation 2, LUD 2 in Washington speak. Unlike wilderness status, LUD 2 allows some limited development. Matt Boleen runs a fly fishing company in Juneau. He takes tourists off the cruise ships into the forest on float planes. It's a catch-and-release bit. He says people pay to catch fish. They don't want to fork over money and not catch anything. He likes to take them where he knows they'll get bites, including some of the 77 watersheds he'd like to see upgraded. He says 60 of them have never been logged or have no roads.
The heart of this is that we're trying to protect something that's not broken yet rather than going back and fixing something later after we've screwed it up.
The timber industry, much of which was effectively idle in the mid-90s, would love to get into the old-growth forest. So Owen Graham calls the increased protection totally unnecessary. He's the executive director of the Alaska Forest Association.
We don't have enough access to timber resources to keep more than like one sawmill open in a region that is the largest national forest in the country.
He says the state and federal governments have enacted sufficient protections for salmon habitat, and 77 new protected watersheds would not increase the health of the fish population. His main concern, getting people back to work in logging jobs.
We've gone from about 3,000 or 4,000 people direct jobs in our timber industry down to somewhere between 400 and 600 people.
And the timber industry has an ally in the U.S. Forest Service, at least on this issue. Wayne Owen is a director with the Forest Service. He says the Tongass National Forest already has various land use designations designed to protect salmon.
We have a substantial amount of wilderness on the Tongass National Forest. There are a lot of roadless areas that protect salmon. And frankly, a lot of the northern part of the Tongass, where a number of these watersheds are not actively managed. There's not a lot of ground-disturbing activities in them. For the most part, we're doing a very good job.
Trout Unlimited brought forward a similar plan last Congress, only to see it fade. This time around, it says it's more optimistic it will gain traction. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.